World Workplace Europe Podcast.
So, welcome everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is the World Workplace Europe Podcast. My name is Lauren Kruger. I am the Director of Sales Operations for IFMA. We are working with FMN at this conference for you. And today I have with me Jean-Pierre Segers. And would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, Lauren. I'm Jean-Pierre Segers. I'm from Belgium and I have a PhD in economics and am working for a number of universities and universities of applied sciences in Belgium and in Latvia. And I'm a certified facilitator of training for IFMA. Mm-hmm. And I went through the FMP and SFP course lines and the beautiful platform that IFMA provides for that. So really happy with that and ready and able to go and instruct new facility managers.
Great, thank you. So can you tell us a bit about facility management in Europe and what current trends are you seeing?
Mm-hmm. We see several trends coming together and becoming interconnected. Mm-hmm. And one of the main trends, of course, is everything that happens during the COVID times and now we are experiencing post-COVID. The influence of new technologies, the emerging technologies like the metaverse, artificial intelligence, the skills that are changing, the mandatory skills of the typical facility manager that is changing a lot. The M-shaped professional, the multidisciplinary professional that is really out there and is demanded in the industry, in the built environment, mm-hmm. to have not only hard skills but social skills, and again the interconnectivity between all of that.
Yes, absolutely. And much of that is being addressed here at this conference at World Workplace Europe.
Yeah, it's a fantastic conference. You meet a lot of professionals, a lot of input. So you need also some time to get it, to let it sink in and to keep in touch, of course, again, connectivity.
Yes. So absolutely. So how is the concept of facilities management changing over time and what role is technology playing in that?
Yeah, as I said, the role of technology is really booming. It's not emerging anymore. It's mm-hmm. it's out there.
Yes.
And it's being rolled out. So it's really booming. And you see like a number of big tech companies in the world, mostly from US-based big tech companies that are really, let's say, ruling the scene and are really engaging with the facility management industry to bring in those new technologies.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, artificial intelligence is really topical currently because we are all talking and looking into ChatGPT and generative AI. But of course, the things that are happening with Metaverse by Facebook Meta now. I went to a keynote a couple of weeks ago in Belgium by someone from Meta, and he was showing some real-life examples.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Coca-Cola that is really into the application of the Metaverse within the company and within everything that is education for Coca-Cola, like a living lab experience.
Yes.
So yeah, that's a real good example of how you can bring into the company the experiences or the new experiences of the new technology, let's mm-hmm. say. And the same will happen, of course, or is happening in built environment where you see all the new technologies coming into the bigger framework and the bigger working environment.
Mm-hmm.
But that again means that your skilled workforce needs lifelong learning and needs to develop the learning abilities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And the time that is given for that, I wanted to add.
And I've seen, data is so important to understand how your facilities are being used,
mm-hmm.
and technology can play a huge role in collection of data.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you take your facility management intelligence system and information system, there again you see the connection with,
mm-hmm.
And data is the new gold, as they say.
Yes, and much of that can then be used to create sustainable practices within the facility, whether you're conserving, you know, electricity or energy for the building. Yeah. So it's all interconnected and becoming very prominent. Yeah. As you said, it's not emerging anymore. No, it is here.
It is here to stay. So we were just at a session at World Workplace. It was about the underutilization of working spaces and of buildings. Mm. So there you see, okay, what will we do in the coming decades, coming years, because everything is happening more rapidly than it used to. So the technology life cycles are shorter. So that means that new things are coming into your working area much quicker than they used to.
Yes. And again, as you said, it's why it's so important for continuing to upskill and reskill and train your employees.
Yeah. And if I may add, the same for the new generations, of course, the Generation Z, Generation Alpha that is coming, not for so long anymore. So that means that the mindset and the culture is also changing. So there's a lot of adaptability needed to bring all of that into one big framework, a working framework.
Yes. Yes, facility management encompasses so much more, you know, many more industries and multidisciplinaries that are being involved within the FM. So that FM is now having to learn much more than what they have had in the past.
Yeah. So I would summarize by saying FM is core business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. From energy consumption to better space utilization, like we've discussed, sustainability in FM is no longer a trend, as we've also mentioned, but one of the most pressing corporate responsibilities in the industry. So how are the facilities departments shaping corporate social responsibility?
Yeah, you know, I don't like the acronym CSR anymore. I like to talk about shared value.
Okay.
And shared value connected from the mindset of sustainability means that you also include societal value.
Yes.
So you do things to source in value for the company, for the demand organization, facility management talk, but also for the society that you work in. And the society are your stakeholders, your employees, your service providers, your contractors, your clients. So that's stakeholdership per se, but that is bringing in shared value.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
So I think that's an important one to bear in mind.
Yes. Yes, and we've mentioned training multiple times, and there is the sustainability facility professional credentialing program that IFMA offers, where they talk about that responsibility, the triple bottom line, and people, place, and business. Mm-hmm. So very important to have all those concepts brought in.
And also the sustainable development goals, of course.
Yes.
Planet, profit, prosperity, peace. Yes. The 5 P's, triple bottom line, John Elkington, the 3 P's going towards the 5 P's. But then the 2030 United Nations agenda for the 17 sustainable development goals. And that's not a theoretical thing. That's something that we live and do every second of every day, and that we need to apply also. If we talk about changing working environment and underutilization of office spaces, there you have connection with SDG number 3, for example, health and well-being.
Yes.
Is the employee working in your organization in a happy environment, in a good environment? If we talk about lifelong learning, SDG number 4, quality education, not just education in university setting or secondary school setting, but education in terms of lifelong learning. Skills development.
Yes.
And there are, take number 12 for example, responsible consumption and production.
Mm-hmm.
The circular economy, waste management, all items that are really in the core of facility management.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge connection with the sustainable development goals.
Yes, absolutely. So we've talked a little bit about technology and sustainability and how FMs are playing a larger part in leading those initiatives for their facilities. How can they leverage those opportunities to then solve regional and global challenges that we're facing?
Mm-hmm. I would say that's again, and I'm using that word a lot, I know that's again connecting not only with your local and regional mindset and culture, but also with your big stakeholders out there. I really like a framework that is called quadruple helix, meaning that your business and private sector closely connects with higher education, connects with what government is providing, and government can be regional government, can be US government, European government regulations, can be your country as it is,
yes,
the Netherlands, Belgium, you name it. And then the fourth one, and that's again the shared value one.
Yes.
That's your society that you bring into that bigger framework. And working out of those four circles, bringing those four circles in connection, that is really the core where things are happening.
Yes, where facility management is making movements.
And again, facility management is right in the middle of that and providing the best there is out there.
And
to solve problems.
Exactly, and that's why lifelong learning coming to conferences such as this, World Workplace Europe, is hugely important to get what is happening right now with current trends and education and facility management. Mm-hmm. And not just for FMs, like we said. It's for those working multidisciplinaries that work with the FM industry.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest challenges, you've mentioned this a few times, is the availability of qualified manpower.
Mm-hmm.
So are there enough trained and skilled professionals in the region to meet some of these growing facilities demands?
I think the number is limited the moment we are speaking about it, but the development is out there and people need to get aware that the facilities are out there to get educated. As I said, IFMA has a wonderful platform, has wonderful programs like the FMP, the SFP, other ones, of course, also the essentials.
The other core competencies.
The core competencies, you name it. So, and that's developing also. So that's a fantastic thing to get acquainted with and to get started with. So, and that way we need to get more facilitators of training, not only in Europe, but maybe also in the US and in other regions in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can connect again, and there's the typical word that I use a lot, connection. If they can connect again and build like a learning lab experience amongst themselves and then giving that back to the people that are doing the courses and are getting the instructions, then you get a real surplus.
Yeah.
Then you get added value.
Yes, absolutely. And you mentioned a little bit earlier with the SFP, the Sustainability Facility Professional, connecting to what's happening with the circular economy concepts, SDGs.
Yeah.
So how do you see that also filling some of the skills gaps that we've talked about so far in the region?
Yeah, in terms of changing mindsets and adaptability, feasibility, flexibility—typical words that you that you come across when you are looking into sustainability issues.
Mm-hmm.
Take for example climate change, energy transition, energy efficiency—all
yes.
things that are really in the core of those sustainable development goals and in the skills development of people and new people, but also typical for learning about new trends and new technologies that are out there to solve societal problems.
Yes.
At one of the universities, it's in Latvia, I teach, for example, mission-oriented innovation.
Mm.
It's by US-Italian professor, Mariana Mazzucato, and I'm really fond of her theories. Mission-oriented innovation means that you look at societal moonshots. It's not theoretical. Like, for example, let's say solving cancer, that's a moonshot. And you need to get all your skills, your technologies, and your big frameworks, like your stakeholders, in the right direction to start solving that problem. Mm-hmm. So if you want to solve climate change, energy efficiency, energy transition, mm-hmm. that comes back to your facility management organization,
yes.
to your demand organization, to your built environment, mm-hmm. and the net zero society, mm-hmm. decarbonization. So those are really moonshots. And that is, in fact, mission-oriented innovation.
Love it. That's great. I have not heard that term.
Yeah, so that's a really awesome framework.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Are you seeing more positions requiring training or trained professionals, whether that's through credentials or degree programs specific to facility management?
Mm-hmm. I think the credentials are out there for all levels of employees or people within the broader facility management sector or industry, and it's like add-ons mm-hmm. to knowledge that they maybe already have or lack, and then they can start building add-ons in their knowledge. So the starting point would be like the essentials, of course, for mm-hmm. for those who are maybe less educated within the industry or do not have enough knowledge of what is happening in the facility management industry or in built environments. And then you go across like FMP, where you have your four super fantastic modules,
yes.
the foundational modules, strategy, leadership, finance, business, operations, maintenance, project management.
Yes.
And then the add-on that I really liked on that, I would say, is SFP, because there the sustainability issues come into the bigger framework.
It adds on to those foundational competencies. So
for me, SFP would be like a super add-on on FMP, because mm-hmm. it can even be like the fifth module.
Yes, absolutely.
Why not call it the fifth module? Because it really adds. And there again, you come to the shared value. The shared value there is, you get your facility management, your typical core insights.
Yes.
But on the other hand, you get your added value for sustainability.
Yes, absolutely.
And then the final stage is, of course, if you are really in the industry, working in the industry and progressing in your professional life, and then you have your certification as a facility professional.
And why is it important for organizations to support training for their employees to continue to upskill them?
We need a societal mindset of lifelong learning, and that is what is missing in a lot of countries. I know for my country, for Belgium, there are statistics by OECD, the Organization for mm-hmm. Economic Cooperation and mm-hmm. Development, and I know the percentage by heart. Belgium has an 8% statistic for lifelong learning.
Okay.
That is really, really, really low. I think it's the same for the Netherlands.
Okay.
It's all over like that in Western Europe.
Yes.
US is typically not much higher. Mm-hmm. But for example, Scandinavian countries, they score really high in those data.
Yes.
So lifelong learning is, again, a mindset mm-hmm. and something that is out there and is there to stay. But that also means that the companies, the corporations, or even governmental organizations, mm-hmm. they need to provide time to the employees to invest in lifelong learning.
Absolutely. And that's a way that organizations can maybe set themselves apart from some of their others.
Make the difference. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
But again, that connects to the SDGs, SDG 4, as I said, quality education, but also well-being, because you have work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
So there you need to find a good balance.
Yes. Well, I think that wraps up our time. Do you have anything to add? Any last-minute wisdom?
I would say go for a beautiful future, and that future is with facility management.
Yes,
and with education.
Is. FMs are the ones that are leading the change in the world. Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally agree.
All right. Thank you all for joining in and listening to the World Workplace Europe podcast. We hope you enjoyed this time today. Again, my name is Lauren Kruger, and I have with me
Jean-Pierre Segers.
Thank you.
Thank you.